Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having a fantastic week. This past Sunday, we continued our series that we're calling Framework, where we're looking at relationships. And this past Sunday at Mount Vernon, we looked specifically at the creation account and the account of the fall that we see in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And what we see there, if we're thinking about kind of who we are and how God made us, is we see that God made both men and women in his own image, and God placed Adam and Eve in this garden called Eden that we rightly associate with paradise. And essentially, Adam and Eve lived in this world of yes, and God gave them one no. But Adam and Eve chose to break fellowship with God, and the scriptures tell us that after they did that, they noticed something about themselves that they hadn't noticed before, maybe had never thought of before. And what the text tells us is that Adam and Eve, they noticed that they were naked, and they felt ashamed. And then what happens is they hear the sound of the Lord God walking in the cool part of the afternoon in the Garden of Eden. And because of this shame that Adam and Eve, that they feel about themselves, they hide themselves from God. And there's this incredibly moving passage where God is calling out to them. He's saying, Adam, where are you? And Adam says, I heard you and I was afraid. And because I was afraid, I hid. And then begins this conversation between God and Adam. And God says, hey, who told you that you were naked? Hey, have you disobeyed me? Have you chosen to break fellowship with me by eating of the tree that I commanded you not to eat? And there's so much that's great in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And certainly we would encourage you to go and read it on your own. But two things I just want to point out to you. And the first is just a reminder that you and I and everyone that we will ever see or meet, we are each made in the image of God. And we have the privilege and really the responsibility of representing or imaging God in his creation and ruling on his behalf, but ruling in the way that he commands us to. And we all fail at that. That's what sin does, is sin brings us death. And speaking of that, we inherit a sinful nature from our ancestors, Adam and Eve. And with that, we inherit their tendency, or that what we see in the text with them, to feel ashamed and to hide. And this coming Sunday, all of our campuses, we're going to be launching our life group term one for 2019. And I just want to remind you that you are just like me, and the default mode of your heart is to hide, is to avoid community, is to avoid being with another group of believers who love you and know your name. And if you have kids and a spouse, know their names too, and they're encouraging you to rejoice in what Jesus has done and to repent of your sin. We all tend to want to shy away from that because of what we have inherited from Adam and Eve. And so I just want to encourage you, if you've been in a group for a while, don't let that become a lower priority in your life. Make your small group, your life group, a priority for you as we begin 2019. And for those of you who are listening and you're not connected to a life group within our church, and I get it, there are a million scheduling reasons to not prioritize that, and there's some other reasons spiritually because of that shame and that longing to hide that we all have. But I just want to encourage you to resist the temptation to isolate yourself from other believers and to find a way to connect to a life group and commit to that life group on a weekly basis in addition to gathering with your church family on Sunday mornings. Because just like Adam and Eve, you and I, man, we like to hide. And so I want to challenge you, don't hide anymore. We need one another to know one another, to encourage one another, to love one another, to pray for one another. And that happens in the context of life groups. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's pray that God would move us, ourselves, into a life group where we can draw life from God and point others to him, but also for people in our church community who haven't yet connected to a group, that God would help them to do that. And let's also pray for our life group leaders. They are extraordinary, and they do so much ministry for our church. And so let's take a minute and let's pray for these people. Father in heaven, thank you so much for the gift of community that you give to us through the local church. And Father, thank you that even though we are all born dead in our sin, that you invite us to know and trust your son Jesus, and God, to be a part of a family that you make through the gospel and through the adoption we have there. So Father, I pray that you would help each of us to find and connect and commit to a life group this coming life group term. And Father, I also ask that you would bless all of the men and women who lead life groups for us at LifePoint Church. God, give them a great term. God, help them to have the strength and wisdom and grace they need to serve and minister to people well in our church community. Father, we love you. Help us to do it better. And God, help us, God, not to be afraid, but to connect to other people in meaningful relationships. We pray this all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a moment now to pray on your own as well. But again, we hope you have a great week. God bless.